Why is everyone so obsessed with traditional wives or trad wives on social media? This week, we're talking about the viral videos of women making marshmallows and mozzarella from scratch, and how behind the sheen of calm kitchens and cute fits, there's some interesting pessimism about our modern world. And that's worth digging into. Next time on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
I'm Bob Boylan. This concert is part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. You can watch Sarah Watkins and her band perform these songs on NPR.org or the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
Sons of the Pioneers song. We're so happy to be singing together. This is a rare occurrence, as you know, for people to get to make music together over the last year. We've been spending our time in Southern California, where we are now here in Los Angeles. And this is a rare occurrence to get to play music together at the same time in close proximity. And so thank you to Tiny Desk at Home for having us. It's been a wild year, and you know, it looks like things might be coming along, moving back to what was typical before, which also has its own stresses. But we're all in it together. We're all gonna figure it out somehow. And here's my tiny desk in my beautiful yard here at home, where I live all the time. And it kind of looks like a magical desk. It's got, I don't know if you guys can see, it looks like there's something. It is a magical desk. It plays Harry Nilsson songs. What a magical, every desk should play Harry Nilsson all the time.
I think so, from now on.
Well, let's play that Harry Nilsson song. Thank you. seas. There's a tiny little boat, faith is keeping her afloat, and a tiny little skipper with a warning tattered coat. You see, the laws of the ocean say that you will never fail. Use your heart as a rudder, faith as a compass, and a blanket for a sail. Sleep for the weary, dream for us all. Rest your head on a pillow and I'll tell you a tale. Use your heart as a blanket and a blanket for a sail. With a worn and tattered coat, you see, the laws of the ocean say that you shall never fail. Use your heart as a rudder, faith as a compass, and a blanket for a sail. Use your heart as a rudder, faith as a compass, and a blanket for a sail. Use your heart as a rudder, faith as a compass, and a blanket for a sail. Yeah, that desk doesn't have bass. It's not that magical. I made this record called Under the Pepper Tree. It's a children's record, largely inspired by thinking back on the music that meant so much to me as a kid. I've got a daughter now, and so much of the music that I heard as a kid has stayed with me and served me well in the transitions of into adulthood and all of the comings and goings that we all encounter. And so I decided to record a bunch of those songs that I consumed as a kid and maybe absorbed through film or other records, children's records, or by just hearing people like Harry Nilsson on record singing Blanket for a Sail. And when we were making this record, David came in and played some guitar on it. And I remember talking to you about, this is David Garza, Alan Hampton. But I remember talking to David about this and the idea of the record, and you said that, oh, that makes total sense, making a record to help maybe ease the transition into evening and night, because that's what music is for. It's for transitions of childhood to kind of the bigger ideas that we encounter in life, in and out of love, in birth and in death. That music is for these transitions. So I made a record that to just kind of ease the transition into evening and night and the twilight dream state that we can get to if we give ourselves the chance. And nothing says twilight dream sleep like a fiddle tune. But I named this record Under the Pepper Tree because I spent so much time under pepper trees as a kid. They're all over the place in Southern California. We have had one in every yard of the houses that I've lived in. And they're kind of magical in themselves because they have these beautiful drapey canopies that come down. The leaves sort of willow down around. And when you're a kid, it can feel like it's a little fort, it's a little house. And they're great for climbing. And I've spent a lot of time just staring up through the lacy canopy and imagining. And so I named this fiddle tune Under the Pepper Tree. ¶¶ that's fun. So endlessly delighted to be joined and playing with people, especially these songs. This is the first performance of Under the Pepper Tree music that I've been able to do. Recorded it in August of last year with Tyler Chester producing, and we were able to camp out at the studio and sort of safely isolate ourselves and make this record that just came out. And this next one is one that that Tyler suggested that we record. It's called Never Walk Alone. One more song for you guys. This is the song that I wrote for the record. For one of them, I guess. I wrote this one for my daughter, but in the process of singing it to myself and tweaking it, I tweaking the lyrics, I realized this was also a lyric that I needed to hear sung to me. So I'll do this especially for any of you out there who might need to be felt as though you are cared for, because you are.
I painted the sky for you, look. I painted the moon. Listen to the night singing, each one sends a tune. So rest your eyes, lay down your head. Listen to the night singing, each one sends a tune. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.
Thanks for having us, Tiny Desk.
Listen to Embedded for moments that stay with you.
I could smell the smoke. I could smell the dust.
Voices that resonate. Stories that change the way you think about your life.
How did we get here?
The Embedded podcast is NPR's home for original documentary series. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Do you ever wish you could get your stories in 3 hours rather than 3 minutes? Or maybe you're sick of doom scrolling, getting your news in bits and pieces. That is where Embedded comes in. We bring you documentary series that will change the way you think about things. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Taylor Swift has dropped a new album. She is the biggest pop star in the world, and everything she does makes news.
I gasped. I was like, oh my God, I've been there, and you can identify with it.
For a breakdown of Taylor Swift and her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.